So what did I learn from open mic number 13? I learned that I love my family. I love my kids. I love my wife. I had been spending a lot of time with them, with either my kids and my wife. Work's been kind of slow, so I've been home a lot. And it's been probably about a month since I've been to open mic. And the last video I made, I was talking about how I was considering quitting stand-up comedy altogether. And I guess I'm not quitting. going out to open mic was kind of not an escape, but just a breather from being with my kids and my wife a lot of the time since I've been off from work. And sometimes I get annoyed. Sometimes I need a break. You know what I mean? And that's normal. I think that's normal with any marriage or being a parent. Sometimes you just need a break. You know what I mean? And going to that open mic was a break for me. I'm just realizing it. When I got there, I was like, why am I here? And that's why I was there, to take a breather, you know? And then I got up on stage. I did open mic 13 as a rep. Was not prepared. Didn't have anything prepared. I just was trying to remember stuff that I remembered about open mic. And maybe trying to bounce off of what other people were saying.
Check test.
And that's what I did. I got a few chuckles. And I was just going through the motions, getting the rep. And I mentioned that on stage, why I was there. I was there to have a breather from my family, from my kids. And just explaining that I get annoyed sometimes with my kids, but I love them at the same time, you know. And I think that's okay. And a lot of the people there might relate, might not relate. I know I'm probably one of the few that is married with kids there. But just the being able to go up and being honest was one thing. Another thing I learned too was that immediately after I got off the stage, I was relieved. I wasn't as nervous on the stage. I was just kind of just trying to dredge through. When I got off, I could find myself trying to seek approval from other comedians. Like, was that good? Was I funny? Whatever, yada, yada. Immediately, I changed. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to seek any approval. I'm going to go sit down and enjoy the rest of the show and rest of the open mic. And that's what I did. That's exactly what I did. There was a couple of comics after I went up, and I was just observing, having a good time, laughing, talking to another comedian about them and not about myself. Oh, what do you do here? Do you learn this? Do you do this? Whatever, yada, yada. And then just enjoying the rest of the show. And I was happy and content with that. Because I know that I'm not going to be great at the onset. But I do want to get good. I do want to get better. In fact, I was asking AI, Gemini, like, how do I get better at stand-up comedy? As I was at the gas station, in fact, putting gas in my wife's car, I was asking that question to the AI. How do I get better? You know, and because I do want to get better. And it was telling me something about getting the reps and that the fact that I actually went up there unprepared and was just being honest with myself and honest with the crowd. That was a huge win because a lot of comedians, a lot of starting comics don't feel comfortable with going up on stage without anything prepared. And in fact, I think that was the second time that I had went up with little to nothing prepared. And I'm cool and I'm confident in it. And I was cool with it. I was making eye contact and that was good. So the main takeaway for me is not seeking the approval of other comics because their silence is going to hurt me in the long run. just enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy what's happening there with the, enjoy the environment. And that's one another reason why I didn't take my camera to record myself, because I wanted to enjoy the time that I had with other people there, with the crowd. And and let them know, look, I'm honest. This is my perception of honesty of where I'm coming from. I'm married. I have got kids. Other people are single in that scene. Other people are divorced with kids. You know, so I think we're all pretty much in the same boat, just in a different walk of life. Just different type of people in one, in a boat that's the same, going kind of in the same direction, if you will. So not seeking their approval was helpful. And when I got home, my daughter was waiting up for me. It's 10:30, close to 11 when I got home. My daughter was still awake. I was happy to see her. She was happy to see me. And I was just reminded of how amazing she is. How amazing of a little person that she is. And I wanted to do something for her. I wanted to remind her, like, and I told her, I was like, you're amazing. You're awesome. You're helping with your brother. You've been doing homework. It's just spring break. Enjoy your time off. And I was telling her, what do you want to do tomorrow? You know, if we want to go out, I can't go out too much. I got to work on the house next door. All this stuff. And I'm just reminded of how awesome she is. How awesome of a daughter she is. And the fact that I love her and her brother and my wife, and it's amazing, man. And after asking that question of myself, like, why am I here before open mic? I didn't get the answer really until after, like, oh, this is why you're here. I wanted to try it in the first place, and I've committed myself to it, and it's just another rep, as I called it on stage, number 13. It's another rep. It's a way to get out of the house and just be social with other people, see where I'm at, to see where I'm at in society, because for one, I've got ADHD. I'm socially awkward to begin with. Two, I'm a person who tries to live my life from a biblical perspective, and I have to just live that and let people think what they want to think. There's some jokes that are kind of vulgar for my taste. Not so much my taste, but like, I want to laugh at it, but at the same time, I don't want to laugh at it because of what I believe. And at the same time, I want to joke about things that can be joked about. You know what I mean? Like, you know, coarse jesting is what the Bible talks about. But at the same time, I want to be honest in a way that it makes people laugh. I want to be honest about my lifestyle, about my life, in a way that makes people laugh, to where they're not uncomfortable around me, because I'm not trying to please them. And at the same time, I want to be respectful to them, let them know that they matter also. Which is a whole type of reason of why I am the way I am with my podcast, Corpus Christi Originals, with how I'm talking on here, just about honesty, people being honest with themselves, with me, to the best that I can be, as far as asking people questions about their lifestyle. I don't know if they're telling the truth all the way, but I take it at face value. Because I've had people come on my podcast to where somebody else would be like, oh, you had that person on your podcast? Oh, they're this and that and this and it. I don't know. Like, I'm giving them, just like I do outside of the podcast, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I'm giving them respect. I'm showing them respect at the onset. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's what I'm called to do. I feel that that's how I was brought up, how I learned, the way my father would teach me to just be respectful to people. And I've fallen short before. I'm not perfect. Never claimed to be perfect. And just showing that to people, I think, is something that our society needs a lot more of. And another thing, too, at the end of the open mic tonight, I was at the end of the last performer, I was like, okay, do I go hang out with the group of comics that are hanging out in the green room? Or do I take off? Because I've got gotta start up early tomorrow, and I've got a family at home. If I go hang out with the comics, I might slip into that, am I approved? I might slip into that, am I approved? Was I funny? Yada yada, this and that. Another thing too, if I didn't slip into that, I would have been the person that I am, just asking people about their style, their, you know, about their set, about this, about that. But I think I would have been drained socially. You know what I mean? It already took so much to go out there, to be around people. So I just decided to go home. I was like, I'm going to go home. I've got my family waiting for me. You know, I've got a life, you know, outside of being social and being around this stuff. But I did learn some stuff about myself, about other comedians. You know, every comedian is different. And there was this one comedian, really, really awesome man. Dude has talent. And he was making the other comedians laugh. Like, I was like, wow, how do you do that? And it's like it was a craft for him. Like, he's been studying this and practicing it and working on it to where everything is funny. Even where this comedian messes up in something, and I could tell they were almost going to go into a rabbit hole, they made that funny and then continued on their story. And I was like, dude, how do you do that? And I'm looking at it like, reps, bro, like reps, practicing, getting better, having a mentor, iron sharpens iron. I mean, like, wow, mad props to this person. And it seems like they've been doing it for years. Like, I'm on open mic 13. He's like on open mic 1300, you know? And I was like, man, I want to be good like that. Not like them, but have my own voice of being excellent at comedy. So anyways, there's my 13-14 minutes, you guys, 12 minutes, whatever it is. I just wanted to get this on a vlog. So any of you guys are watching, check it out at Jesus Hilario H. Also, you can follow my other podcast, Corpus Christi Originals podcast. To check out my interview styles and stuff like that and who I interview. This is just me. For those who do watch that podcast, have a chance to see who I am, and what my thoughts are as a person behind the host, the person that is the host of the Corpus Christi Originals podcast. Cheers, you guys. Thanks a lot.